Oh, g'day, trendsetters. Welcome to episode 234 of the Transmove podcast. My name is Tim Egg. If you have any questions at all you'd like to submit through to the show, jump on through to the website, transmove.com. Send me through an email, tim@transmove.com. And today's question, who was it? Who's today's question coming from? Scott. I have a big race coming up and I want my bike to be in tip-top condition. I don't know if I should get it serviced from my local bike shop or from a local shop. I'll get this right, sorry. From a local shop at the race, as I need to travel with my bike on the plane. Any tips?
Yeah, how I used to do it myself
is I'd get my bike fully serviced from my local bike shop because I'd know the mechanic. And I'd go in there and say, look, you know, I've got a big race. I want my, you know, I want all new cabling. I want, you know, new cleats. I want, you know, just everything all perfect. No, nothing to go wrong. And especially with a lot of these time trial bikes, they have these the cables running internally. And over time, they get a bit of gunk crap stuck into them, and then I'll give you a story here. I was doing Ironman Australia in like 2011, 2012 thereabouts, and I was about 20 kilometers from the finish of the bike. My gear cable snapped because it turned out it had all this gunk and crap built up into it, and it just gave way at the worst possible time. Anyone who's done Ironman Australia at Port Macquarie will realise that last 20 kilometres is ridiculously hilly. So it wasn't that much fun. So from there on in, before every race, I get all my core cables and everything fully replaced. I do that just to get that. I get that at my local bike shop. I know them. They know me. I get a discount. New chain. I want that bike. I don't want anything going wrong with it. And then what I would do is I'd strip the bike, you know, to the bare minimum that I had to, put it into my carry bag box, fly to the race, put it all together, and I'd take it to a local bike shop and I'd just get them to check it, double check it. And I'd say to them, you may not need to do a single thing and that's fine, but I just want you to check it. And that would generally cost me $20 or thereabouts. That's the system I ran with every race from there on in. These days I don't really do that. I definitely go to my local bike shop. I replace as much as I can myself because I am a tightwad. I get a lot of my stuff online when they're on special, and I'll buy in bulk. So I'll see Wiggle's got a sale going on for chains. I'll buy five or six of those chains all in one hit, and I'll save myself, you know, compared to what I'm getting in my local bike shop, over half the price I'm saving. So I do as much work as I can and I take it into the bike shop and get them to finish everything off for me. And I'll make sure I'm not leaving, you know, home to go to the race without their bike in absolute smick condition. Once I get there, I put it all together, I look at it, and I like to get to a race 3 days before a race. And I'll ride that bike all 3 days. And they're not that much. You know, it could be anywhere between a 20, you know, the day before might be a 20-minute ride right through to an hour 3 days beforehand. And what I'm doing is I'm not really pushing the pace too hard, but I'm slamming those brakes on before corners. I'm flogging the hell out of my bike going around bends. I'm just testing, make sure every single thing is working. I will also back it up a week before the race. So what I do is I get my bike serviced around 10 days before the race. 7 days before my race, I will do a 100-kilometer time, especially when we're talking about Ironman or 70.3, I will do a 100-kilometer time trial in my race gear, my race equipment, race nutrition, race bike, you know, everything exactly how it's going to be on race day, just to give it that last moment check to make sure everything's going to be smick. And then when I strip it, box it, fly it, put it all together, and then I hammer the hell out of it. And So I don't go to a bike shop up there anymore. And that the only reason I don't do that is the last time I did it was two years ago. I think it was maybe 3 years ago. I went to a bike shop and I said, look, it may not need, nothing may not need doing. And that's fine. Happy to pay for you to look at it anyway. But I just want you to have a double check. And I come back an hour later or so and they said, oh, yeah, you're going to need a new chain. And I said, the chain's brand new. Oh, yeah, I don't know about that. It needs replacing. I go, I replaced the chain myself. It's brand spanking new. It's wouldn't have, you know, it's done 100 Ks on it at the most. Anyway, so since then I don't bother with that and I've never had a problem since. But I will say, the most Ironman events I've done, and what race are you doing? Doesn't say. And I'll talk most 70.3s, Ironmans. Okay, I guess I've seen it in Olympic distances too. A lot of crap falls off bikes because people haven't got it done up properly, or they haven't trained with it like that before, and they've decided, oh yeah, I'll do it come race day. Train how you're going to have it as a race. Train how you race. It is a saying, and it's a saying because it's true. The amount of really cool crap you see on the side of the road where, you know, bottle cages worth $50, $60, $70 just fallen. Nutrition bags fallen. Because people don't, you know, they'll go for their long bike rides or the bike rides and they're not connecting these little nutrition bag things that are sit on top of your top tube. But they're really going to race with it and they don't train with it. And then all of a sudden it falls off or something. Just go over everything with a fine-tooth comb. So I hope that helps. I've given you some ideas anyway. So if you guys have any other questions, feel free to jump on through to the website, trainsmove.com. Send me through an email, tim@trainsmove.com. Till tomorrow, hooroo.